Want to know the secret to really scaling your signature course? It's converting to cold traffic. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about the three reasons why your content isn't converting to cold traffic and what you can do to fix it. So stay tuned. What change becomes possible when 100,000 people are impacted by your work? This question came to me one day, and I have been working to find the answer ever since. Hi, I'm Jess, and I help online course creators amplify their influence and create a movement with their message. And on this podcast, I am sharing the simple strategies and systems to help you impact more people with your programs so you can create quantum growth in your industry. You are listening to the Quantum Course Creator Podcast. Hey there, Quantum Course Creator, Jess here. Welcome back to the podcast. And today I am talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is content creation. And I have really noticed this trend in the industry and just the way that we talk about content is not very well designed for course creators. There's so many different types of content creators, right? And I think that it can make sense that it's hard to talk about the different strategies and facets of a content marketing strategy for every single piece and niche in the industry and in the general like digital marketing online business industry. It's a very wide industry. And the way that you create content, the way that you do content marketing really differs depending on your business model. For example, I am in the process of building and launching an e-commerce business with a physical product. And the way that you create content and do content marketing for that is completely different than for a digital product or course creator. And so really going through this process of relearning how to create content for a different style of business, I've realized that there's a lot of things in the course creator world that we are not doing as effectively as we could be. And that's why I've been on this kick around creating content and content marketing for course creators specifically. And one of the biggest hurdles that we have as course creators is really streamlining our content systems and creating content that converts to cold traffic. There is this myth out there that we've all just decided is true, that your audience needs to be nurtured before they can buy. And if you've ever thought that or been told that, you're not alone, right? It is a very well-known like industry standard that your audience needs to be nurtured before they can buy. And yet we're all over here buying things from Facebook ads every single day, right? And making purchasing decisions that have nothing to do with how long we were on somebody's list or how nurtured they made us feel. We bought it because it filled an immediate need that we had in that moment. Whether we were shopping for it or it came across our feed via an ad, there was something about it that put it in front of us, and then we discovered that it solved a problem or filled a need, so we purchased it. There is not a necessary period of nurturing that's required in order to convert leads. And so if you are only creating content that speaks to your warm audience or has the intention of nurturing people who already follow you, you're missing a huge opportunity to serve the people who are yet to follow you and who could be cold leads who are ready to buy. So on today's episode, I'm going to break down the three reasons why your content is not converting to cold traffic and what you should be doing instead. So the first one is that your content isn't speaking to a specific person with a specific problem. And this is not new, right? We all know that we need to niche down, but especially if you have multiple offers or if you are more like widely niched, your content may not be speaking specifically enough to the person that you want to purchase it. Here's a really great example. I was chatting with my friend Josie, who's in the industry. She serves her audience with Facebook ads. She has courses and services all around that. And she sent me a screenshot of her landing, or she sent me a link to her landing page and was like, why isn't this converting? And I was reading it and it was about setting up Facebook ads to do it yourself, right? And I immediately told her back because I don't know who this is for. Is this for course creators? Is this for coaches? Is this for service providers? Is this for e-commerce businesses? Who is this for? And what is the problem that you're solving here? Like, they don't want to pay for management, so they want to DIY the ads. Like, what is the problem and who is it for? And she was like, well, you're right. I guess at the very bottom of the page, it says entrepreneur, but how vague is that? And it's so true. And this is just a landing page specifically, but even in your content, if it isn't crystal clear who you are speaking to and the specific problem it will help them solve, people are not going to take the time to jump into your funnel and go through it, right? Your content is really like the first thing that they will see as they are looking for solutions. And so the first piece of this is obviously that they don't know if your offer is for them. So for example, with Josie, looking at her landing page, I didn't know if that offer was for me. Do I need to learn how to DIY ads? What problem is this solving for me that I don't know how to DIY ads? Is that really my biggest problem around ads? Or is it that like I want to make more sales with ads or I want to get lower lead costs, right? What are the actual problems that I'm aware of that I have? And how is this speaking to me? And so they're not able to self-qualify that like, oh, perfect, this is for me, because they don't know if your offer is for them. And so creating content that speaks specifically to like, this is for you, if, and maybe not even that blunt, like that blatant, but just that descriptive that like course creators have very specific problems. And so speaking to those specific problems is a way that you can articulate, or e-commerce business owners, or moms of multiple children, or women who are seeking a divorce, right? There are so many different niches you could be in, but speaking to them specifically is going to let them know that you do have something that's relevant to them. The next part of this is that you have too many offers that speak to too many different ideal client profiles. This is a problem, honestly. In my opinion, it's a marketing problem. And it's because you feel either not confident in your ability to solve a specific problem for a specific person, or you have a scarcity mindset and you're afraid of niching down and just focusing on one person. And neither of those things is going to help you scale your course. And so if you have multiple different offers that speak to multiple different people and your content is a mess, then it's time to really niche down and to narrow down and become really clear, like I said in last week's podcast, on a single offer with a single ideal client person that you can really get hyper specific in your messaging for. And the third thing is that you aren't clear on the problem that they want fixed, which was again what Josie was going after. Is she knew what she could do. She knew what the medicine was, but she didn't really understand what the problem was that her ideal client had, or she wasn't articulating it well enough, what her ideal client would describe the problem as that she had the solution to. And I know that's kind of meta, because you have to think outside of your thoughts to see what are they struggling with that I have the solution to, and how do I articulate that this is the solution to that? And so you have to be really clear on the problem that they want fixed, and not just any problem, like a pressing problem that is a problem that they need to solve now and that they are actively seeking a solution to. So that's really the first bubble. Your content isn't speaking to a specific person with a specific problem. The second piece of this is that your content isn't answering all of the questions that could keep them from buying. And this is a big missed opportunity I see in people's content, is they feel like they have to create content that builds connection, talk about their family, talk about their lives. They have to share their story. They create content that educates and teaches them on their frameworks and their processes, all of that. The second thing is good, but they don't focus specifically on answering the questions that your ideal client has that is keeping them from buying. And you may think, well, that's why I have an FAQ section on my website. But the truth is, like, they're not looking there they're not even getting to your sales page if you're not answering their questions in your content. And so you should be thinking of all of the questions that they have before purchasing your program and answering those questions with your content. And you should think about questions about solving the problem that they have, like overall, how do I do it? How do I get started? What is the process, right? Those are good questions to answer, but also questions that qualify them. Do they have the requisite experience or thing that they need in order to take the next step? Or how do they self-qualify as somebody who is the right person for this offer? And then third, questions about your offer specifically. What's in the box? What is going to be covered? How am I going to learn this? What are your processes? What are your tools? What are your frameworks? Your content should answer all of these questions for them so that by the time they get to your sales page, they already have made up their mind and they have no more questions that is going to keep them from purchasing your program. By answering more questions, when they get to the point where they have no more questions and they have no more reason not to buy your program. And the third question, or the third reason why your content is not converting to cold traffic, is that you do not have a seamless and simple sales funnel. The first thing is that it's possible that you don't even have an ever enrollment system, right? An automated enrollment system that allows them to join whenever they want. If you still don't have an ever enrolling program with an automated system, welcome to 2023. We don't make people wait for us to launch here. It is time to get with the times and give your audience the opportunity to buy your course when they want it. This is one of the most important hills that I will ever die on. It is not cool to gatekeep information just because you don't feel like launching it, right? You have a recorded piece of content. Sell it to your ideal client to solve their problem now. They don't need to wait for you to go through a live launch in order to get their problem solved. And there's a really good chance that by the time you feel like launching, they've either purchased somebody else's program or the problem has fixed itself. Purchasing programs that solve problems is a time-based thing. That intrinsic urgency is saying, I need this solved now, not I need this solved whenever they feel like opening the doors again. And so that's a really big one. You need to have some kind of ever enrollment system, which of course comes with some onboarding and structuring your program for ever enrollment. Like there's parts to that, but that's why I teach that inside of the Quantum Course Lab. But you need to have a way for people to buy your program when they want to buy it. And you really do not need to make people get on a wait list. If they get on a wait list, that's a list of people who are going to go buy somewhere else. You may as well keep that number and think about all of the sales you lost because you stuck them on a wait list. Putting people on a wait list has absolutely no beneficial effect, in my opinion, unless it's in the context of like a pre-launch of a live launch where you are building a waitlist for a couple weeks of people who are interested in the offer as you are live launching it. And of course, I'm not anti-live launching. It just has a very specific process and purpose in your overall sales experience for people. And so just using it accordingly. And like I have already kind of soapboxed, you're only selling when you feel like launching. That is a recipe for not converting people. You have to have a seamless and simple sales funnel that people can go through and get what they need and make decisions quickly to purchase your program when it's the right time for them. So I hope that this episode was helpful. It was a little quick one. But if you want your content to start converting to cold traffic, you need to start creating content for cold traffic. It really ultimately comes down to that and speaking to the people who are not already following you, because those are the people who are going to be your next set of buyers. And I have an upcoming podcast series that is going to be all about how to get your first or next 100 course sales in the next 12 months using a quantum system of selling. And I cannot wait to share even more about it. And so if you want to learn more, definitely keep your ears peeled on the podcast, because I'm going to be sharing all about it as we get closer to it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will see you next week.